Lex, she's Jen, and we are the Blatchlorettes. And in this week's episode, we're going to be going over Love is Blind, finale, reunion, everything, as well as some Bachelor in Paradise updates and just, you know, what's going on. But first, we're starting with us. Hi, how are you? How are you? We know we missed a week.
Or two.
You know, life is lifing. But we're here. We just want to say, hey, how are you doing? And I want to wish Jen a happy belated birthday. Happy belated birthday to Jen. Let's everybody take a moment to pause. Give a little snack.
And send money at the same time. Thanks. Your girl needs beverages.
We need wine. You know, we haven't had a cocktail of the week. We used to have them.
Exactly. How are you going to celebrate my birthday without sending me cocktail of the week money? That's just so,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So, you know, Jen needs money for some cocktails. Hope you all having a great week, though. What's going on for you, Jen? What's going on in the, we were talking about the striking world, the union world.
Oh, yes. Strike tea. That's what Clara calls it on TikTok. So, but she's usually talking about SAG-AFTRA, WGA strike tea, so actors and writers strike tea. This is just general strike updates because we've talked about it a few times. So United Auto Workers, their strike is over. They are, you know, have tentative agreements signed with all of the auto companies. So those are in, you know, they're going to be voted on by the workers and hopefully those will pass. I've heard really good things about those. You know, we talked about the Writers Guild ending their strike previously after 100 and something days. The actors, they still striking. These network and like TV officials are really, they're dragging it now. And wow. This is definitely going to affect winter, like, you know, or like summer, what do you call it, programming for 2024. Because right now there is no, this is the usual slot where the biggest shows come on, right? So you have your Grey's Anatomy, all that stuff that's supposed to be on air right now is not on air, hasn't been filmed at all. So the writers are able to go back to work to write things, but you got no actors.
Right.
So it's looking like right now that there won't be any shows until some new shows that are not reality TV until summer 2024 at the earliest. And that's only if they sign very soon. Because if they sign soon, then everyone's going to get word like you have to come back to the studios right now to start filming right away. And, you know, for some people, that's not going to be feasible. So it's looking like summer. And then all those seasons, all those shows are going to probably have like 10 episode seasons. Just doing math. Because if they want to be on track for, you know, premieres in September and October, there's not really a lot of time to work with. So either there's going to be no new shows until September, October for that slot, or they're going to put them out, like, they're going to be recording and, what do you call it, filming and releasing at the same time, like soap opera kind of style. So I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to see. The sticking point seems to, well, one of the biggest sticking points seems to be AI, because the studios want to be able to use people's likeness even after they are dead without having to contact their estates, without having to get permission from SAG, things like
that's
that.
Really Black Mirror stuff going on right now.
It is. You know, you've seen word from extras who say they went to set, they were filmed, like their body was filmed in certain ways, different positions, whatever. They did some voice work and then they saw themselves and, you know, things that they didn't really film, you know, and they're able to use those background, like walking shots, whatever, in multiple movies without paying them any extra money except from the day they showed up, that one day to film it. So wow. I don't know if you remember, what show was that? I think it was it a Disney show, I think, where they were like doing a basketball game and they used, the audience was Sims. They didn't even get extras. They probably got like maybe like
yes.
I saw that. That's real.
I definitely believe it. I was like, wow, they're like anything to cut costs at this point, you know, anything.
Correct.
To save money.
Correct.
Even if it looks crazy.
It looked ridiculous. It looked ridiculous.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the actors are still out here. They're still picketing. They're still doing their thing. They're still being supported by other unions. So we hope that they have a deal coming soon. Not because it's about the TV, but because they've been out of work for almost 6 months. They need money. either 3 months, sorry, yeah. 3 months, 4 months, any money. You know what I mean? Like, because yeah. the average actor is not Reese Witherspoon levels of finances. You know, the average actor probably makes about what we make or less annually. So those people need their money. Like, let's right. just get them a deal so they can have health insurance and pay them their money.
Exactly. Exactly. And so they can just, yeah, make something. Make a living wage. That's literally what people are asking for, I think. You know?
Yep.
But, yeah.
You paid for your work. Like,
exactly. Exactly. And that's really, like, all it comes down to with when it comes to creatives is people just really want to be paid for their work. You know? And then... So all of this has got me thinking, like, even with the strikes and with, like, news coverage and stuff of, like, what's going on in Palestine, like, all of this is making me realize that people are just not, I don't know, or maybe TV is just not where we thought it was, you know? Like, TV's really, like, people are trusting TV less and less and less. And I feel like, honestly feel like it's an industry that might be, I don't know what the word is. I don't know what the word is. But, yeah.
You okay, when you say TV, do you mean, like, scripted TV, like, news programming? Like, what are we, when we say TV? Just so we're all on the same page, because I don't want to assume that anybody at home knows what we're talking about. Because, you know, I know your brain, but they don't know your brain the same way.
Oh, I'm talking about, like, scripted TV or, like, television, like, sitting down and watching something at a certain time in a certain place. And, like, also, honestly, like, some scripted television and news. I think news especially is becoming obsolete. I don't know how you feel, but for me, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, the news everywhere else but on, like, the television itself is telling something completely different. But I don't know how you feel, Jen.
I think network news is all about the parent corporation. That's what I will say. So, and I've noticed this in newspapers as well, news publications generally, where whatever the owner, CEO's, whatever's ideals are, is what is being pushed as fact. Wherever their pockets are lined, that's where things go. This is not conspiracy. This is literally fact. This is literally fact. We talk about it. People have been fired for having divisive views on TV shows, and they're not hateful views. They're just like, oh, we think Black people shouldn't die. Sorry, you can't say that on air. You should be fired. So things like that, I think that's important to note, that the journalistic ideal that we have from the past and what TV and movies have shown us about journalism and how people write the news, whatever, is not quite where it is anymore. And part of that has to do with social media being the fastest thing out there. So, and then I hate to use the fake news word phrase, but it is fake news. Like, a lot of this stuff is, like, lies. And I'm going to make a divisive comment here about it. Like, there is very public, very big news stories that were posted all over the world about Palestinians beheading Israeli babies. And that there were, like, photos and videos of them beheading, like, 40 Israeli babies. And this was told by politicians on air, etc. This was said, like, publicly. And you can say, oh, they didn't say Palestinians, they said Hamas. And I'm like, that's what they mean when they say they say Hamas when they mean Palestinians. Let's not lie about that, right? And politicians said this on air, that they saw these photos that did not exist, that were not real.
Wow.
And so it's like the fact that you have top government officials, news organizations, whatever, who said these things, and then it's releases from the actual country said, oh, yeah, that never actually happened. That was just, like, you know, exaggeration.
And it's like, where in the world would people get 40 Israeli babies from anyway? Like, who is just letting somebody walk up and snatch 40 babies? Like, come on. Well, come on.
Listen, there's a lot of things that are being said about that in particular that are, again, very divisive. We have lots of thoughts that, you know, if you want to know about our personal thoughts, you can message us privately. But what if you want to get, like, the details of it? But I'm using that as an example to talk about news generally and how information is being spread these days, where misinformation or the headlines or whatever is the first thing that you will see, and that is generally people run with. And I think as it relates to scripted television, COVID ruined the script. Well, as technology generally has ruined the model, but COVID has exacerbated that because we started getting shows to binge. And so, but again, the thing about binging a show is that there's no staying power, right? So the last big series that people sat down and watched regularly was Game of Thrones. And despite how we feel about that, and the actual content of the show, there has not been a show since that. And in some years before that, that captured the audience weekly in the same way. And with COVID and with the change in filming, with the change in release schedules, you know, it's just, we're going to continue to see shifts away from network television in particular is what I will say. Because let's look at Disney Plus, evil corporation Disney. They're evil. Let's not lie about that. Disney Plus, look at that. Look at all the shows are just like dropping on people, just trying to be like, oh, hey, let's try this. Let's try that. Let's do whatever. And then they're going to be like, oh, well, actually, we need to raise our prices like to twice as much as it is right now because X, Y, Z, and ABC. And then they're going to blame it on the writers and the actors contract when really there have been price gouging since the very beginning. But I digress. I say all this to say there's a shift generally in the way we engage with media, news, and television. And that for television in particular, we've moved significantly away from 22 episode, you know, seasons of television to 8 episode seasons of television as per what's happening on the streamers. And it doesn't create that sense of like longevity, that the thought processing, the discourse at the water cooler, it's not the same as it used to be. And so we should stop trying to pretend and paying these people like it is.
Yeah, you're right. It has been quite a long time since the show came on. And like everybody I knew was talking about it, you know, like for a long period of time, because Game of Thrones is like that for me. Like Game of Thrones was in, I think, the 4th season when I started watching it. And but because there was a lot longevity of like, hey, have you watched Game of Thrones? You haven't watched Game of Thrones? Hey, have you watched Game of Thrones? You haven't. So like, yeah, I get what you mean. There hasn't really been quite a show like that, unless you count Succession. I think some people like Succession, but I don't watch Succession.
And so. I said, I think it's different because a lot of those shows now, like they're showing more on streaming services. So they're weekly on streaming services. So there is that kind of like big barrier to access for the average person. So if I have cable, depending on the cable provider, if I'm lucky, I get access to maybe one streaming service included with my cable package. Maybe two if I'm like a fancy cable package, right? But remember when we were growing up, we could literally watch HBO at home on TV. Like, yeah, you might have to pay a little bit extra for like the premium movies, but it really wasn't that big of a cost difference when we were growing up to be able to watch those kind of shows and engage. And the thing about these big name shows that were showing on television doing that same kind of following, and again, Succession was big, but it was never going to be as big as Game of Thrones because of the timing and like when it came out. Like people having people watching weekly TV in the pandemic, they weren't doing that.
Yeah. People were binging.
So they would see it, and then but they'd watch Succession. Like say it came out on Sundays, they'd watch it on the Sunday, and then Monday to Thursday they're binging something else. They're not even let's be nice. Tuesday to Saturday binging something else. They're not even thinking about Succession until the following Sunday. It's not carrying through the week with the conversation the way other shows were pre-pandemic. So those are my thoughts on TV.
Thoughts on TV, folks. Love to hear it. Let's get into some Bachelor Nation stuff. As we know, Bachelor in Paradise is going on. Are we getting there first? No, we're not going there first.
Yeah, we can do it. We can do it. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. And there's like two sets of Bachelor Nation things we have to talk about. Well, three if you count the TV shows as two separate shows. Well, Lex and I haven't watched either of them, so really they're all the same to us. And, you know what? So let's talk about the shows first. So Bachelor in Paradise. we have our dutiful friend MJ watching the show for us. And by watching the show for us, I mean, I'm also supposed to be watching it. However, I have not been motivated to. Part of that is because I don't know the cast as well as I have in previous seasons, because I haven't watched the last few seasons of The Bachelor or Bachelorette. So I admit that that is a factor in that. However, I also can say that I noticed last season there was this big shift into, like, and it's been happening for the past couple, like, less and less rose ceremonies and more focused on, like, dragging drama out for weeks and weeks. Like, the same night drama happening over, like, three episodes. And I'm like, you don't have that many episodes to be talking about this.
Oh my God, really? Oh,
so Lord. I can tell you, I think we've maybe had two rose ceremonies. And when I say maybe, I think the second rose ceremony either just happened or is happening this week.
Wait, didn't this start like forever ago?
Yes.
When did it start again?
Like, in contrast, let me tell you the contrast. In contrast, Grandpa Jerry in Golden Bachelor just had hometowns.
What? So it's been at least 6 weeks. Wow, and there's only been one or two rose ceremonies, so like nothing happened in Paradise, basically, is what you're telling me.
There are things happening that have nothing to do with rose ceremonies. And, you know, there was a girl who had some constipation issues and didn't poop for a while. Apparently, she finally pooped. Apparently, apparently this girl named Olivia, she went home night one on whatever season of The Bachelor she was on, Zach or whoever was before that, I do not know. And people say she's been carrying the season on her back. And because, I mean, she's been very outspoken since being sent home from The Bachelor at just, you know, public Twitter tweeting about the shows, whatever.
Yeah, I glimpsed some tweets, but I didn't understand the drama. But I was like, ooh, this drama.
Apparently, you know, there some comments were made by her that people took unkindly to, despite the fact that it wasn't a lie based on the clips that I've seen. But obviously, I've only seen clips. I haven't seen the whole show. And then Avon, who is one of the ones from the gay troll season, funny because, you know, Gabby is gay. not like big, you know, G-A-Y gay, but G-H-E-Y gay. If you know, you know. G-H-E-Y. You know. Gabby is gay now. And I just think it's so funny. We called it gay chill and here we are. But I say all this to say, Avon made some nasty comments about her on Twitters. There's a lot of talking. And Avon was kind of like, oh, a night one person like has a lot to say. Someone who went home night one has a lot to say. And it's kind of like Grocery Store Joe's entire brand is being sent home on night one. And he hosts a Bachelor Nation
exactly. podcast. When it's men, they don't care. When it's men, it's like, oh, you're a man. It's okay. None of the rules apply to you.
And Olivia is not a white person. And so I think that's part of it as well. And, you know, Avon is a person of color. I don't know if he identifies as black or biracial or whatever he identifies as. He is, you know, not white. This person that he is slamming on the internet is also not white. And there's just some thoughts and some ideals. And the person that Olivia was talking about was a white woman who she said was kind of interfering in other people's relationships on the beach, which from the clips I've seen is accurate. So, you know.
Yeah, that's the tweet I saw. She was like, oh, well, you know, I get this date. She comes, interrupts. I get this date. She comes. And then, yeah, I saw it was a whole thing. That's the only piece of the drama I saw. But I was like, all right, girl.
So call them up. there's a lot of stuff like that happening. So I can tell you some spoiler rumors. These are rumors. I'm not going to tell you who these people are, but there are rumors of the spoilers that there are two engagements and one couple leaving, you know, as a couple together at the end of the show.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I guess when we finally get to, you know, the third rose ceremony, we might figure out who's going to end up with who at this point. But there's that. Also, Eliza's back on the beach. She had a thing for Aaron, who was on Charity season of The Bachelorette. And Charity had some very not nice things to say about Aaron, apparently.
Really?
A woman named Kat, who claims to be besties with Charity. Kat's white, of course. So Kat's telling Eliza about all Charity claiming that Aaron's a bad guy and he's not a good person and you want to stay away from him. And it's looking like Eliza and Aaron might either be engaged or leave together based on the clips I've seen edit-wise. So, and we all know how Eliza is when on the show, when she's faced with multiple, you know, options and what she ends up choosing to do. If last season's an indicator, maybe they're together, maybe they're not. I don't know. But Charity shows up on the beach, and I guess we'll see what happens there.
Okay.
So that's Paradise that I know. I probably should catch up to be more, you know, current, but sure.
doing your best, Jen.
I'm doing my best. Grandpa Jerry on Golden Bachelor. People seem to really love his show. I just am not as enamored with watching an old white man find love. But I support them and their dreams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he seems to be very nice and considerate. So, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh, he's a terrible person. I don't feel that way about him. But I saw a picture of his final three. I think he took three to hometowns. I saw a picture of his final three. And I'm not convinced they're not the same woman copied and pasted into the next frame.
Oh, my God. What did he look like? Is the woman he kissed night one in the final three?
Do you think? The dark-haired woman that he gave the first impression rose to?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think, yeah.
She's in the final three. So here's the thing. So all his final three are all white women, similar heights, dark brown hair, similar facial structure. There's one that looks more different than the other. I'm like, oh, she's a cousin, and the other two are sisters. That's how close it is. Okay?
Oh, my God.
And he's also said, I love you, or has implied that he's told one that he loves her in front of her family. Wow. And one, it appears he said on camera that he loves her as well. So it's like, holy Ben Higgins. And I'm wondering if this is why people like him so much, because he gives Ben Higgins energy. Because Ben Higgins is a Bachelor fave, you know, from the newer part of this franchise. Yeah. So I'm wondering if that's why people are super into him, because he gives Ben Higgins vibes. You know, simple Midwestern guy, just, you know, like trying to find love and live his life and...
The Bachelor recipe.
Basically
what that is.
So there's that. And so those are all the news that I know. So the last episode last week ended on a cliffhanger where he had only handed out one rose at that point. So there is, I think, one rose left? Or do you I don't know.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, because if he has three, he handed out one.
I think he only has three. If he did have four, well, I didn't see this fourth person at all on the clip, so I guess I don't exist. But as far as I know, he only has three left. So he's in the middle of the rose ceremony when the episode ends. That's what I know happened. Okay. So there's that.
Yeah.
The next Bachelor Nation update is about King Clown getting married. That's it.
Yay.
He got married, and it was a Batch Nation studded affair.
Wow. Yeah. I'm seeing the list.
Yeah. Now. So I wrote down the list for Lex to look at because, you know, I was like, you don't have to look at these photos if you don't want to. I just happened to follow a couple of them, so I just happened to see it. But it's
basically everybody in Batch Nation.
It's a who's who of Bachelor Nation who is like super successful. So of course Becca Tilly and Hayley Kiyoker, her partner, Trista was there as the first Bachelorette. Of course she was. Bob Guinea and his partner, I think it's his wife. Of course he was there. Another very successful Bachelor. Wells and Sarah, Caitlin Bristow, of course. Colton and his husband, of course. Ari and Lauren, of course. JoJo was there. I didn't see her boo, but it doesn't mean he wasn't. He might have taken the photo. I don't know, but I didn't see him in any of the photos. Jaden Tanner, Ben Higgins and his wife, Ashley I and Jared, Sean Lowe and Catherine, Kelly Travis, Tayshia and her white man that's just like hiding in the background of the photos. And Jason Tatrick. Because, I mean, she hasn't publicly stated she's dating this man, but they just go everywhere together. So...
Oh, but she hasn't said that she's dating. Oh, I didn't even know who this is.
Just some random white dude. I mean, sure, he's like on a show or something, I guess. But just a random white dude, yeah.
He's on which show?
Not on a Bachelor show. On like another
show. Okay.
Yeah, but...
But, star stud. Like, literally everybody came out. I'm not that surprised, but I'm kind of surprised. It's a little ick.
I mean, looking at the list, the only non-white people from Bachelor Nation who were there were Tayshia and Catherine Lowe. Catherine is, you know, Asian, and Tayshia's black. That's it. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is white as paper.
Yeah, like he likes it. Mm-hmm. Oh Lord! Like apparently, like you like it.
Because I mean, to me, what would have been, you know, I mean, we know that Rich Lindsay was never going to fucking go to this wedding, right? So Rachel's never going to go to this wedding. Neither is Matt James. You know, Lurch was never going to go to this wedding either. So there are really not that many other options if we're talking leads or people who ended up in successful relationships, you know, from the show. So I guess.
Yeah. Because, yeah, they never gave themselves that many options.
They didn't.
So, yeah.
I guess I'm probably surprised that Charity wasn't there. That's probably the only person. I didn't see her there. But, I mean, she doesn't know that man like that. So that might be what it is, where she's, like, the only other monoracial black lead who's just, you know.
Yeah, maybe she didn't know him, or she just wasn't not in the world like that before he got married.
Yeah, I mean,
Michelle also wasn't there.
Michelle wouldn't be there. Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just very interesting looking at who went and who wasn't there from what we saw. And Tia, you know, Tia is, and her China pot, she got married to her fiance this weekend as well.
Time be flying. Jeez,
yep, her
she
son
was just on the show.
Her son is like, he's pretty big already. I think he's like a year old almost, maybe. He's pretty big.
Wow.
So that was cute to see their photos. Of course, People Magazine has all these exclusives because ABC. Like, let's not pretend that's not the reason why. And so I saw those photos, those were cute. But Becca Kufrin, you know, who just had a baby a month ago, had to get on her story to tell people why she didn't make it to Tia's wedding.
What, people were asking for real? Wow.
How could you not be there to support your friend if you say she's your friend? Kind of shit. And I'm like, she just pushed a baby out of her pussy a month ago. The baby can't travel. Exactly. The baby can't get on a plane to travel across the country. He hasn't had his vaccinations. Also, she just had a baby.
She just had a baby. She, like, just had a baby. I think the doctors recommend at least 6 weeks bed rest, right? After you have a child.
she just pushed Benny out. Like, she just, but I mean, people have had a lot of things to say. Like, oh, why don't you post pictures of your baby's face? Are you embarrassed of him? No, I just don't want my child on the internet. Like, why do you have to explain that to people? Apparently, people had to be explained to that she physically was not capable of traveling with her newborn or leaving him alone at home just to go to a wedding across the country.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like we make fun of people, but then I remember a lot of Americans just... The school system is not where it needs to be, you know, like, so I'm thinking maybe a lot of people just didn't know. Now I'm thinking about it, like...
Some of these people have babies.
Oh, you're muted, by the way.
Some of these people have babies.
Yeah, you're right.
So, there's that. I just have to say that she's a better woman than me, because I wouldn't be explaining shit to none of y'all.
Same. Why don't you? Next. Who else?
Next is Love is Blind. Love is Blind. So I think we covered episodes 1-8 last time, or was it 1-5 only? I think we did 1-5.
Yeah, I think we did 1-5 because I don't remember covering the last few episodes, but...
There's not much to say, so I can just, you know, Lydia and Milton, JP and Taylor, and Izzy and Stacey are the ones who got engaged. So they went to Mexico. In Mexico, JP, whose comfort item is the American flag, just... pretty much shut down and stopped speaking to Taylor, and then would say things like, you look better, I don't like you wearing makeup, you look better without makeup, same makeup bullshit from when he, you know, whatever. So they broke up in Mexico. She was like, I'm not doing this with you, like, we can't do this, like, I told you I need more communication. Nothing's changed. We're donezo. So cool. Now there are only two couples. Izzy and Stacy and Milton and Lydia. Izzy and Stacy. So remember how we talked about Izzy being broke in the pods? He told Johnny, but apparently he didn't tell Stacy how broke he was. So Stacy goes to his house. He has a drawer full of, you know, random items from past one night stands, like jewelry, like whatever they left behind at his house.
Yes.
His house, he has plastic cups, plastic everything. No china, no glassware. Stacy is a little, you know, she's bougie. Her family, they went to Italy, like, you know, for vacations and stuff like that. And she works for her family's company. She's not going to marry somebody who doesn't have china in their house. I mean, let's put it this way. I would not marry somebody who doesn't have china in their house because I shop at the Dollar Tree. All my cups and plates come from Dollar Tree, okay? I can get a full plate set for $20. And I can multiple plates, multiple sizes, multiple whatever. It's not an excuse. I'm not saying it's you can't use paper plates. I mean, I use paper plates in my house sometimes if I don't feel like doing dishes. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know what I mean? But if your entire set is this, it's weird. So either he still lived with his mom or, and it was just like staged this way, in which case I would have had somebody do me a solid and let me do shit. I'm just saying. Like, if he really lived like that, it's weird.
It is weird. It's just giving not knowing how to be a full adult.
Yes. Like,
or not wanting to be an adult, basically.
Yeah. And so there were a lot of weird moments there. And, you know, he didn't tell Stacy, I guess, how broke he was. So there is like a barbecue situation that happens after Mexico. Johnny is there. Chris is there. Uche is there. Miriam is there. It's a whole bunch of whatever. There gets like a huge argument between Uche and Miriam, and then Uche and Milton have like, well, Uche and Lydia have an argument where he says Lydia's stalking him, and then he tries to talk to Milton about it, and Milton's just kind of like shrug, like whatever, like Milton's just very unbothered by this whole thing. Lydia's very upset because she's not stalking Uche. It's like whatever. And then Johnny, Chris, Stacy, and Izzy have a disagreement, I guess, because Izzy is like, well, Chris and Johnny are together. That's context to make this go through. Chris and Johnny are together, and then Izzy starts talking shit about Johnny to Chris. And Stacy has been in the middle of this drama with Uche, Johnny, and, you know, Miriam, whatever. So she walks over to where they are, like, what are y'all talking about? And Izzy's like, oh, yeah, how Johnny's fake. And it's like, oh, God, I was trying to lead the drama. And then Johnny comes over like, why are you guys talking shit about me? And Stacy's like, I wasn't even saying nothing. Like, what the fuck? And so they end up calling Johnny a shitty person. There's like all this stuff going on. So much stuff happening. Miriam and Uche get into a screaming match. Two Nigerian strong-will people doing back and forth. It was chaos. It was a very chaotic event. And that was the most dramatic thing to happen on the show the entire season. Because after that, we, you know, go on, you know, Stacy and Izzy make it to the altar somehow, some way, despite him crying in a closet at one point and saying that he doesn't think he's good enough for her. I'm literally crying in a closet.
Really?
Literally in a closet.
Oh my God.
This is not me dismissing like his emotional concerns, but be fucking for real, bro. Mm-hmm. And she leaves him at the altar. She's kind of like, you know, I don't want to say I do. I want us to work this out. I want us to date, but I don't think we should get married. And then, so Stacy and Izzy do not get married. Lydia and Milton, you know, Lydia's older than him. His parents are like, why are you trying to marry this girl? You're not ready to be married. Like, you're a child. You don't even do your own dishes.
Because Milton's
properly.
Like 24. Right?
Yeah, she's like 31, 32.
And Lydia's 30. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
It's a big girl. Difference when you're that age. If you know, you know. And, you know, it seems that Milton's just kind of trying to prove his parents wrong. Like, I'm just going to keep doing this. So they do end up getting married. They get him getting married. There's a,
which, yeah, baffling. Blows my mind. What?
Baffling.
Lydia and Milton, like, of everybody, Lydia and Milton got married.
And they're still together.
And they're still together. But Stacy and Izzy left together.
No, she just said she didn't want to get married. She wanted them to be together. But they didn't actually end up dating afterwards. No. The reunion is where things were like more revealed. I guess Uche was not there, so we didn't get to see all that drama with him and Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. Aaliyah kind of confronted Lydia, and Milton and Lydia kind of made, well, they kind of pretended like Aaliyah's problems weren't real. They just kind of like dismissed her in a sense. I didn't like that.
That's weird. Why did she confront them on?
Lydia especially, she's like, you knew you were dating Uche. You know, you outside had happened. You crossed many boundaries with me. Like, you tried to, like, you're my friend, whatever, whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was weird.
A lot of stuff. like I said, Uche was not there. Taylor and JP had a discussion, but JP has a girlfriend. He's happy now. The girlfriend is not the American flag, by the way. It's like an actual human being. I checked. Stacey and Izzy, of course, didn't stay together. She has a boyfriend now. Izzy has a girlfriend. Izzy also reveals that he and Johnny had a date after the show ended.
Oh, really?
Because Johnny and Chris broke up because Chris cheated on her with the girl he is now, he's still with this whole time.
Wow.
So everybody seems to be in happy relationships. I've seen on Uche's Instagram stories, he has a little girlfriend or whatever. Everybody has a partner, it seems, from the ones who would have been like, went to the pods, went to Mexico, whatever, except for Taylor. Taylor's dating, but I don't think she has with anyone seriously. But everybody else is in serious relationships, apparently.
Wow, that's crazy. So they all went to did this experiment, and then majority of them was like, nah.
Yeah, with other people.
Let me go back to dating.
And there's been discussions with some of the black girls who were on the show talking about how the black men basically told them they don't date black girls. They only date, like, Latinas and white girls. And
what?
So shit's been thing. Like, Milton apparently was very excited that Lydia was Latina. It's just a whole thing apparently happening.
Really? Mm-hmm. Milton. Listen. Come on.
I don't know.
But yeah, that shit is so old to me. No, I'm just like, all right. If y'all don't want black women, leave us alone. Just leave. You don't gotta tell us all the time, okay? We get it. Leave us alone. You know, go do your thing. Go do your thing. At least, that's how I feel.
So it's a whole mess of things, right? That's what I will say. So Love is Blind season 5, meh. Doing a couple with Lydia and Milton, and Lydia posts nonstop about them. I guess now that the show is over, they can post things from the year that they were together. But I don't actually care. They met Brett and Tiffany, and in the photo of like Lydia hugging Tiffany, Tiffany's just kind of like, you know, like not even hugging her back, no arm around her, nothing. Oh, just kind of like.
And she's the sweetest person, so you know something's off.
I don't think she was having a good time.
No. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of watched the show, and I'm like, okay, Lydia, you're a little... Okay, got it.
I don't know.
Go, girl.
I don't know.
That was really creepy with her and Aaliyah, though. Yeah. Like, I might just go and watch the reunion just to see that part, because how they gonna gaslight Aaliyah when Aaliyah was right? She was creepy. She was creepy as hell.
Exactly. It was definitely not cool. But it is what it is. They're filming in DC right now, apparently, for Love is Blind. I'm not sure if it is the, you know, after the altar, or if it is like the actual show, but we've seen some golden goblets popping up at some destinations in UCE with camera crews. So I guess that's coming at some point.
Yes, I'm excited.
I bet 90% of them don't even live in DC. I bet.
Probably not. Probably people in Baltimore. Probably everywhere.
Baltimore, Silver City. Like, everywhere. They might not even be in the DMV, bro. They might be from, like, Loudoun County or something.
They might be from where my mom is. Like, down by Virginia
Maybe Beach. They're from Richmond. Yeah,
from Virginia Beach. I could definitely see people from Richmond getting on this show. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, I'm in the D.C. area. I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Exactly. Weird. But yeah, so it's a whole thing. I guess we'll see how that shakes out. But that is Bachelor and Love is Blind. I only have one more reality show update, but that's just because it's hilarious.
Come on, lay it on us. What's going on?
Selling Sunset. I don't even watch this show. right? But if you do watch the show, you know that Chrishell Strauss and Jason had a thing, you know, back in the day. Jason Oppenheimer of the Oppenheimer Group, the realtor agency, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I've heard. Yeah,
they used to date back in the day, right?
Jason used to date
Chrishell.
Chris?
Yes.
Chrishell.
Yeah, apparently now, Jason is dating a 20-something-year-old. She confronts Chrishell at a lunch, just the two of them, to talk about how Chrishell is mean to her. While this is happening, this 20-something-year-old calls Jason on the phone and is making him listen to this conversation where she's like, you're just not being very nice to me. You're just not being very friendly. Like, Jason wants us to be friends. And Jason at the same time on the phone is like, do I have to be here for this call? Because he's like, why did you call me to talk about this? Listen.
Right.
And so this 20-something-year-old keeps on misgendering Chrishell's spouse, who is G-Flip. They have they/them pronouns. I was like, oh yeah, well, she's the only one who was nice to me, like things like that, like consistently misgendering. And Chrishell is like, we are not friends. So first of all, G's pronouns are they/them, and if we were friends, the most important person in my life, you don't know their pronouns, like,
right.
Obviously we're not friends, bro. Like, I have no issues with you. I mean, she's being cordial with you, but like, come on. And so she's pretty much trying to say, oh, Chrishell said I was this and that. Chrishell's like, you know this is on camera, right? Like, they could just play it back. You know we're on camera, right? Like, we could just play it back. They could prove that I didn't say that. And then there's a conversation between Chrishell and Jason that happens, like, after all of this goes on. And Jason's kind of like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I guess you didn't, like, follow her on Instagram or something, and she feels some type of way. And Chrishell is just kind of like, I follow her on Instagram. He's like, yeah, you know, but I guess at the time, like, you didn't, and that really matters to her. And Chrishell, and like, in her ITM was just kind of like, Jason and I didn't want to pair it together. I'm not going to parent his girlfriend. Because what?
Exactly. Because that's exactly what it is. Like,
oh, you didn't follow her fast enough on Instagram, God. So she was in her feelings about that? Come on. Be for real.
Girl, is she like 22? Come on.
She's in her.
Like,
how old is she? Be for real.
Oh my God. And this man is dating.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, hilarious. That was really funny. But that's the only other reality show thing I have that I saw a clip of. I saw it on the Bachelor page. I could put it on our website page. Like, when we post the episode, I'll make sure to include the link to the Bachelor Instagram posts about those two clips, because they're just really funny. They're really funny.
Okay, cool. Looks like Selling Sunset might catch some views from some people. It's never really like a show that I wanted to watch, but now, like, I don't know, I guess because when I was younger, I wasn't really into like real estate, but now that I'm older, I'm like, wait a minute, a reality show about real estate actually sounds interesting. Maybe I'll go check it out.
I mean, you can see the fashion evolve from episode one to where it is now, like how they used to show houses versus as the show got more famous, as they got more like, listen, the way they were dressing in season one, episode one, compared to how they're dressing now, vastly different.
Was it like early 2000s, right?
Not early 2000s even, no.
Like mid?
No, it was like 2010s. This is in the 2010s.
2010s? Really? That's not selling. In my head, it's like been on since mid 2000s, but I just had to have a warped concept of time.
Netflix didn't exist then.
You're right. Netflix, like how we know it, probably, yeah, it didn't exist. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But wasn't it on E? No, maybe I'm mixing it up with a show that was on E. Because there was a similar show. There was a show about real estate on E, but it wasn't Selling Sunset. Maybe it was Selling Tampa. No, not Selling Tampa. It wasn't Selling Tampa. Or it was Selling Something.
Selling Tampa is the new show.
Is the new show on Netflix, right? With the black women.
Yes.
Right, yes. Anyway, sorry, people don't have to hear me ramble.
Yeah, it started in 2019. Selling Sunset.
Oh, so I'm definitely thinking of something else. It started in 2019? Wow, okay. So we got, we'll see the COVID, the fashion evolve through COVID. Okay, cool. I might put it on for the afternoon while I work. But yeah, interesting. Okay, so it looks like we're hitting, if we have nothing else, we might be hitting our 45-minute mark.
We have nothing else. Is there anything final you want to add before we dip out?
No. Soy tranquila. I'm fine. I'm cool. What about you, Jen? You can take us out.
Yes, I am good. Thank you so much for listening to us today. We finally hit our goals because we didn't watch nothing, but that's fine. I'm Jen. She's Lex. We are your Blatchelorettes, and we will catch you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.